Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9490. If we'll get back to all your phone calls on Joel Embiid and the Sixers' decision to sit him out for the first few games, and then I guess we reevaluate this thing next week. Your take on that. We'll get to some Eagles stuff right now. Kyle, with our next guest, Seth Joyner.
Yeah, and Seth, sponsored by Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook. Pre and post game with Seth Joyner at Parks Casino for every Birds game all season. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how you doing today?
Seth.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Well, Seth, before we get to some Eagle stuff, because it was a good win for them, and we'll look forward to this game Sunday against Cincinnati, well, what's your thought process on the Sixers and Joel Embiid? It's been a long saga, and now we start this season, Seth, with them not really telling us why, but he's just not playing to start the year.
Let me ask you guys a question. Didn't the Sixers just extend him again this
just
summer?
Got paid,
yeah,
Seth.
3 years, $190 million.
Just got paid.
Okay, so somebody please tell me, if you're going to extend this guy, and these conversations were going on for a while, why did the Sixers allow him to go and play in the Olympics? They should have made him skip the Olympics and made sure that he was fit and ready to go for this season. I just don't understand the mentality of how these organizations operate. You know, you're going to give this guy the bag, and then going into the season, he's already talking about, I can't play back-to-backs, and you know, they're not going to play him the first couple of games of the season. This is just absurdity, man.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's definitely a different than the football mentality that you have. And to me, Seth, it feels like this is something that he wanted to do, and the organization really, they couldn't do anything about it. They were hamstrung when it came to trying to make this decision.
Well, listen, if you're writing the checks, you absolutely got a say in it.
That's you know, what I, yeah, I, but I, obviously I, they don't. They, I don't get that. That's the part that I can't wrap my mind around. I don't understand that part.
Because we've moved from, you know, there was a time, Hugh, even before you got in the league, there was no free agency. The teams that owned your rights, they owned your rights. You couldn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If a team said, we're going to pay you 250 G's for the year, and you didn't want to take it, they told you to sit home till you was ready to come in and pay for it because you couldn't move. You couldn't go anywhere.
Mm.
You know, as free agency has come along, and I think I'm not saying that it's not a good thing. I think it is a great thing because salaries and everything else has gotten better over the years. But the issue now is we've like moved into this area where these athletes are making so much money, they have more power in the organization than anybody in the organization with the exception of the owner. You can always get another coach. You can always get a new staff. But the one thing you can't do, you know, we believe is, you know, that Joel Embiid is irreplaceable. You know, at some point in time, you're going to have to replace the guy because he's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt he won't get in shape. He won't do the things that's necessary for him to be able to play 82 games. So you're going to roll him back to about 50, 55 games in the season is what you're telling me so that he's healthy when he gets to the playoffs. Well, what the hell happens, you know, when something else breaks on him, you know, in the first round of the playoffs and they get bounced again? This just makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Agreed.
Make him get his ass in shape, make him lose 20 freaking pounds, and make him get his ass down on the damn block sometimes. Get in shape so you can run the full 54 and you don't have to hide him up at the top of the key so he ain't running back the other way by the time the team is in transition the other way. That's really what the problem is. That's why they're playing him at the top of the key, because if they get a offensive rebound, guys, and go the other way, by the time he get back down the damn, by the time he start lumbering back down the court the other way, they already in transition back down to the other end of the floor. Make him get his fat ass in shape, man.
Seth, love the passion there on this. I think a lot of people feel very similar to you. Seth, all right, let's talk about the Eagles coming off back-to-back wins. And the defense, Seth, which really struggled to start this season, has turned a corner, it feels like. Back-to-back games, no touchdowns allowed. Seth, first time we've seen that here since 2017. What's the biggest difference? What are you noticing? And how much is they've really turned a corner compared to, all right, they played Deshaun Watson and Daniel Jones?
I think that, you know, again, I'm going to put to bed this conversation. There's 696 players in the National Football League. There's only bad run organizations. There's only bad coached organizations. There are no bad teams in the National Football League. Let me just start there. Now, Vic Fangio, since the insertion of Cooper DeJean, has played a very, very aggressive style of defense. Week one, they were aggressive. Week two, they were passive. Week three, they were aggressive. Week four, they were passive. They come out of the bye in the last 2 weeks, they've been very, very aggressive. You know, they blitz more. They run more pressures. That's evident by when you see N'Kobe Dean rack up, you know, two sacks in a game. You're looking at the cornerbacks. They're up challenging wide receivers at the line of scrimmage. They're playing just a more aggressive brand. And I think that what you're also going to see is you're going to begin to see over time, if they continue to play like this, you're going to start to see the turnovers start to come. The only turnovers, the Eagles got two interceptions by Reed Blankenship through six games. That's the only turnovers that they have. They got to be one of the worst teams in the National Football League in forcing turnovers. You only force turnovers when you get up and you force the action with aggression.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seth Joyner joining us here talking Eagles as we get set for a game against Cincinnati. All right, Seth, the other side of the football, they ran the ball a lot on Sunday. It was very effective. Saquon was just incredible, as he's been for a lot of his time with the Eagles. And yesterday on the air, Nick Sirianni was asked by John Ritchie if they're a running team, and he said they are. Seth, do you think we've seen a shift here? Should we continue to see them more as a running team than a throwing team?
Two things. I've been saying this for weeks. The way you're going to get Jalen fixed is you pretty much got to make him a game manager. Nobody wants to hear that, you know, for a $51 million franchise quarterback, but he's off right now. The way you fix him is make him a game manager. You run the football, use your big offensive line, and play action off of it. And eventually, by the time we get to, you know, week 10, the Dallas week, now hopefully Jalen is back where he needs to be passing the ball. And now you can vary your game plan wherever you need to either be run or pass in certain situations. The reason I laugh, because I saw that quote this morning on Twitter, and I went back and I looked at week two and week three of last year. The offense was struggling last year. We roll into Minnesota, and I believe we ran for 259 yards versus the Minnesota Vikings and won that game. And then we went down to Tampa Bay, and I believe we ran for 201 yards the next week. And then after back-to-back 300-yard games following in weeks four and week five, they lost their damn mind, started throwing the ball all over the place. So I'm going to be watching, eyes wide open, to see how this, quote, lives. Oh, yes, we are a running football team. Because you know damn well that Jeffrey and Howie don't want to be.
They want to throw the ball.
Listen, you got a $51 million quarterback. You got a $30 million wide receiver and a $20-plus million wide receiver. You going to tell me that they're going to be okay with handing the ball off to your $13 million running back on a consistent basis for the rest of the year? Man, please.
Nah, I don't think that's going to be the case. But Seth, the way this team is presently constructed, can you see them ultimately getting to where they want to be? Can you see this team being a playoff contender and ultimately a Super Bowl contender by running the ball if they stay that route?
You know what, man? I would venture to say if you went and you looked at statistically just through the first six games of the season, that more teams are trending back towards running the football than in the last 10 years. I've said forever, you have to run the football in order to survive. There's only a handful of quarterbacks in the National Football League that you can roll them out there every week, and they throw it 40 to 50 times, and you have success.
Mm.
It just doesn't work. A quarterback's best friend, first of all, is an offensive line and a dominant run game. You think Lamar Jackson ain't grinning from cheek to cheek, you know, now that he's got Derrick Henry down there running roughshod through everybody that they play?
Yeah.
It makes the quarterback's job so much easier when you have a running game, because you can go play action pass, which makes the defense slow down, which minimizes the pressure. Now, the way that they're constructed, you know, listen, they're going to have some games where Jalen's just going to have to put the ball in the air, plain and simple. You know, teams, I was thinking about it, you know, after I watched the Ravens game again this week, and I'm watching, you know, Derrick Henry run all over the place. You know, we used to have a couple of defenses, Hugh. We had an overslide extra backer and an over extra backer, which meant we took a DB out of the game and we put an extra linebacker in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And we went overslide where we would kick the strong side in outside of the double wing or outside of the tight end and walk the linebacker down, the extra backer down on that extra tight end.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a way of ensuring that, you know, we could force a team out of that look because we had full gaps across the board. I don't care what kind of blocking scheme you brought. We could shut down any running game, anytime, anywhere. And I started playing with it. I was drawing it up last night. I'm like, man, if somebody used this, boy, they shut all the running down in the National Football League. But teams don't use that anymore. I mean, I still remember that defense. But if teams are going to keep playing the way that they're playing, you know, I think it's sustainable. But at some point in time, the reason why the Eagles need to be a run-first team right now is because Jalen in the passing game ain't right.
Mm.
I don't know whether it's just him. I don't know whether it's the combination of him trying to get on the same page with Kellen Moore's offense or, you know, Nick kind of sticking his hand in the soup every once in a while. I don't know what it is, but something's off. And until they can get him right, they need to be a run-first team and go play action off of it. And if they can do that, by the time they get to the end of the year, the defense will have grown. Hopefully, you know, he gets back right. And the power of the running game and the playoffs, which allows you to control tempo, control time of possession, control the line of scrimmage, man, you darn right, it hunts in the playoffs.
Seth, great stuff. Appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk next week after the Cincinnati game. Thank you, Seth.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.